this man. What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Is Walter Sterling a descendant of the Knights Templar? Ancient astronaut theorists say no.
Well, I know you're all relieved about the fact that Abby Lee Miller, the host of Dance Moms, Lifetime Television's Dance Moms, is going to be released from jail. You don't know who she is? Abby Lee Miller hosted this annoying show on Lifetime called Dance Moms. And then she committed bankruptcy fraud. And now they've let her out of jail, but we have exclusive audio of her time in jail.
And now the Walter Sterling Showgram presents Abby Lee, still behind bars, a jailhouse exclusive.
Here, secret recordings of a woman in jail who doesn't deserve to be in jail.
You have to stop stealing my food, Abby Lee. You have the Moore disease. What are you eating?
Cheese, and we're going to put it on there. One more ham on there. And now put the bun, put the top on the bun. Push it down a little bit. Okay, put it in the center and wrap it up.
You are too close to me. Step back or I will teach you the meaning of the word stiletto.
Because you're coming to interrupt me. You don't need to do that. You don't know what my master plan is. This is my domain. I'm the principal here.
You better not shut both eyes tonight.
Listen closely, because I'm going to say this one time. The audience should think that you are nude.
I am not going to be nude for you or anybody. And hell no, I don't want to see you nude.
Ladies, is there a problem here? No one wants to see you nude.
There are two fans, and it's literally the fan dance. And the fans are what cover your body. So the bigger the fan, the more they cover.
Next time on Abby Lee in Jail, the secrets of her pillow talk.
Do you have any more passion or any more desire? There's a lot further for you to go. All of you.
All right, coming up, we're going to have a very special review of the new movie, the hot new movie, Call Me By Your Name. Plus, special episodes of Lesbians in Space. I think we all agree, the entire staff agrees, that these Lesbians in Space episodes are the tightest, brightest we've ever done. We've actually taken the time to edit them, process them, equalize them, because we're on giant radio stations like WLS in Chicago, home of Peter Bolger. And we're on WMAL-FM, home of Mary Walter in Washington, D.C., and KMOX in St. Louis with Ryan Recker, who cuts us off emotionally at midnight. It's just going to be very exciting. We're going to talk about Black Panther, the hot movie, which did over $200 million in the U.S., $400 million worldwide. Weekend world. I came to realize there's an entirely different world that exists in many buildings around America on the weekend. We're going to talk about that. Plus, Jennifer Aniston is getting a divorce. You didn't even know she was married, but Jennifer Aniston married some clown named Justin Theroux. Justin Theroux. And they're getting a divorce. And I want to know why you would divorce Jennifer Aniston. Plus, trouble at work. You know, you and I go to work and we enjoy our work, but we hate our job. We hate our job. Dumb rules at work, annoying bosses. But we like our work. Have you noticed that when the boss is not at work, things go better? Plus, we started it last week. We reviewed The Haunted Toaster. And I'm going to ask you about, what has Satan said to you? There's this very prestigious woman, June O'Neill, who shares with us her haunted toaster. And you and I are going to talk about how Satan has talked to you, the whispers in your ear that you've gotten directly from Satan. Plus, I'm going to a Waffle House. The Waffle House corporate people have said, yes, you can come to one of our Waffle Houses. And I will announce soon the date and where the Waffle House is, but I am going to need your help. I'm going to need your help. And in just seconds, I want to ask you, how do you stop a baby from crying? One of the toughest things for new parents is, how do you get the kid to stop crying? I'm going to share with you one of the tricks I learned that might be useful to you. But I witnessed something this weekend where I'm like, gee, I bet a lot of people would like to know every trick there is on how to get the kid to stop crying. Here's my phone number, 888-688-WALT. Now, of course, the hottest story, the hottest story took place this week in Little Rock, Arkansas. And to help us with the story, here's the famous Doc Washburn. Now, Doc Washburn is the afternoon drive host on KARN-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, the giant talk and information radio station, the giant personality radio station, programmed by Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel is the best hope for that radio station, and there is Doc Washburn. Good evening, Doc Washburn. Doc, hey, hi, guys.
Hey,
work
there
with
you
me
are.
Here. Yeah,
yes.
There you are.
Yes. Well, you said good evening. I started saying good evening before I heard the thing putting me on the air, so I apologize.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Never accept blame if you're talent. Always blame others. Now, listen, Doc.
Yes, sir.
First, we have to talk about something very important. Doc Washburn does afternoons on KARN in Little Rock. Little Rock is also the home of where I have my email address. Are you aware of that, Doc?
As Johnny Carson would say, that's weird. That's wild, wacky.
I'm Stacy.
Did not know that.
I'm not afraid to let Walter M. Sterling have an email at my company. His new email is walter@stacysentiretreeservice.com. This is Westwood One.
Now, the reason I have a Little Rock, Arkansas business email is because Westwood One refuses to give me an email.
You're kidding
CBS refused to give me an email because they're ashamed. They're ashamed of the fact that I don't scream about politics for 9,000 hours. So instead, there are IT issues. I asked my listener, would you please let me use an email from your business? Why should I promote Gmail? Why should I promote Google hour after hour on the radio when you have a retail business? And sure enough, Stacy's Entire Tree Service of Little Rock, Arkansas is where I get my email.
I'm Stacy, and I'm not afraid to let Walter M. Sterling have an email at my company. His new email is walter@stacysentiretreeservice.com.
Now, the big story that Doc Washburn is going to help us with, because I don't understand it, because I don't understand anything about sports. The big story is there is some obscure station somewhere in Arkansas that has gotten national press for the fact that they are holding babe brackets. They're conducting babe brackets. Now, this is some sports-related thing. First, Doc Washburn of KARN, would you please explain what sports brackets is in sports betting or whatever it is, and then what the babes brackets is, and now I'll shut up.
Sure, not a problem. The sports bracket is basically a college basketball thing. Every spring, of course, there is a national college basketball championship. Last year it was North Carolina Tar Heels beat the Gonzaga Bulldogs, but the question is, well, how do you get to that point? How do you get that national championship? And they start out with 68 basketball teams, college basketball teams. I guess 32 of them, whoever won their conferences, and 36 of them were like wild cards. And they some of them get some, don't have to play right off the bat. So eventually they get it down to there's a Sweet 16, and then there's just 8, and then there's just 4, and there's just 2. And what they call all this stuff, as all these teams are still in there, the 68, that's the bracket. And so people like to bet on the college basketball brackets. They call it March Madness. And so anyway, some radio station around here decided, hey, why don't we do every year we'll do the babe bracket. And so they have pictures, just headshots, of women who do TV news. And it's never really attracted a whole lot of attention until this year. I guess somebody at one of the TV stations decided, hey, February is when we get ratings. Why not see if I can stir up some controversy? And all of a sudden, before you know it, some of these women who do TV news are all offended at the babe brackets that they've been on for years and never said anything about.
These are television anchors and television reporters. Beautiful, skilled women who have been put into a babe bracket situation, and now they're all offended?
Well, some of them are. Some of them are like, it's no big deal, but a lot of them are kind of offended all of a sudden out of nowhere. But the thing that I really like that's good for me about this whole story is the last few days they've been doing this hashtag, more than a babe. And they talk about, you know, the things they've accomplished in their careers and very impressive things they've done and awards they've won and, you know, and to start out in TV lugging around a camera and all this, and I'm more than just my looks. But I like this hashtag, More Than a Babe, because it gives me a chance to do a little karaoke. More Than a Babe, More Than a Babe. Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I forgot you and your listeners are probably music lovers. That you didn't deserve that. It had to be sheer torment. I'll try not to do it again.
How does the Babe bracket work? How does it work? They put on reporters and anchor people into this Babe bracket system.
Yeah.
Like it's a sports bracket. And then what happens?
I don't know if they have whatever listeners they have vote on the thing, or the DJs on the radio station vote on the thing. That's the part I'm really not sure about, because I never really paid attention to it before the TV station decided to give them a lot of juice in this thing.
Is the TV station presenting this as an offensive thing? The Babe brackets are offensive and bad, or is just funny and stupid?
No, I think they're trying to stir the pot and go, look, you know, it's 2018. Come on. This is politically incorrect, that kind of thing.
Now, how is this different than a 14-month calendar that shows New York City firemen without their shirts on? How is that different?
Well, that's a very good question, Walter. The big difference is you just have headshots. I mean, all these people have their clothes on, and you just see their faces, and so it's not the New York fireman thing you were talking about where I guess the guys have their shirts off. So I don't... For the life of me, I don't see where people are getting all upset and offended about. I mean, this is not like Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue or anything. It's just these people, pictures of them, I guess, taken from, you know, the TV news websites or whatever. Totally, thoroughly respectful. I have no idea. I think it's a TV news director decided, hey, I bet I know what I could do to stir up some things and get some ratings.
Well, they have to do a lot to stir up things to get anybody to watch the TV news today. Nobody watches it today. Everybody gets their information on the radio or online. Now, the most important question I have for Doc Washburn, who does afternoons on KARN and Little Rock, is when are you going to be sick again so I can sub for you? When are you going to take a vacation?
Probably before too long, and I really appreciate you filling in for me there while I was out on Christmas. I didn't take much time off before.
They only let me do one freaking day. They only let me do one day. Who were the other clowns who were on? Who else did it?
Well, I think there was our buddy Peter Steele, program director. He filled in a couple times.
He was great. He was fine. There was no one else.
Dan Harpool, who's that?
What's that? Dan Harpool. What is that? Carpool? Harpool Lane? What are you talking about?
No, he does our Saturday morning IT show. He's the computer guy.
Computer guy. That's what we need. Yeah. Hey, it's 2018. We all know how to run computers now. We can stop it. Doc Washburn, thank you. Thank you for being on Sterling on Sunday.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you. Peter Thiel and Doc Washburn of KARN in Little Rock, Arkansas. Now, we've got a lot to do tonight. I've got so much to do. And look, I've already blown the first segment. And everybody's going, gee, how could Walter keep him on so long? I don't know. He was great. I thought he was great. Coming up, we're going to talk about the movie Black Panther. We're going to discuss this phenomena of weekend worlds. There are all of these worlds, these competitions, these pageants, these dance contests. Strange little conventions, all in hotels all around America, nobody talks about. But it is the lifeblood of the weekend economy in America. And Jennifer Aniston's getting a divorce. Why would you divorce Jennifer Aniston? I know why I would divorce Jennifer Aniston, because she would force me to eat that granola food, and I'd have to be pleasant to her friends. And if her mother wanted to come over, sure, no problem anytime. It would be hell. And then, you know the story of the haunted toaster that's on Facebook and on YouTube. The haunted toaster, big story online, the video of the haunted toaster. Satan talks to this lady through the toaster. I want to know what Satan has said to you. Plus, updates on the Waffle House. I have too much to do. Too much to do. This is too much to do. Sterling on Sunday, Westwood One. All right, I have shocking things up there on Twitter right now. Pay attention. Welcome, Sterling on Sunday. Wait. Have all the grown-ups gone to bed now? Are all the people who hand out forms in bed, all the people who tell us our rules, driving an 18-wheeler, or all those people who check your log book, are they gone to bed now? Good. Then it's just you and me. And I can tell you that in a couple weeks, I'm going to be broadcasting live, and I am live right now, but I'll be broadcasting live from a Waffle House. A Waffle House. And you will be invited to this Waffle House, and I will give you something very specific to bring. And if you bring it, you'll win free coffee and a chance for a $100 gift certificate to Waffle House. You're going to have to bring something specific, and I'll share what that is soon. But you and I are going to broadcast from a Waffle House, and I expect that Waffle House to be packed beyond belief so that we get publicity photos that will hit all of the trades, all the popular publications, and people will go, we have to clear this Sterling on Sunday. This is a hot show. We've got to get on top of this. Now, there's Jennifer Aniston, speaking of getting on top.
Ha ha, you like that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You like that? Let's kick this into high gear, huh?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, baby, I'll show you how we do it.
No, you need me in my masters.
Joey, are you okay?
Jennifer Aniston's getting a divorce from her so-called husband. I don't even remember his name. Justin Theroux. A person you and I did not know who he was. We still don't know who he is. Apparently he's some big deal actor, but I don't think so. And Jennifer Aniston and he are getting a divorce. And apparently it's because she likes to live in L.A. and he wants to live in Manhattan. Seems to me it's the sort of thing that could have been reviewed before the wedding. Entirely possible they could have discussed this before the wedding, like, you know, whether or not to have kids, where should we live? I'd say right after whether or not you want kids, right after that should be, where do you want to live? But if you were married to Jennifer Aniston, based on what you know of her, why would you divorce Jennifer Aniston? She's got friends money, movie money, a $75 million home in Los Angeles, apparently. There was an Architectural Digest, and everybody's very embarrassed. But why would you divorce Jennifer Aniston? Put yourself in Justin Theroux's place. Now you're married to Jennifer Aniston.
Ha ha, you like that, huh?
And you have to make a decision about whether or not to divorce Jennifer Aniston. Brad Pitt divorced her to marry the devil. Why would you divorce Jennifer Aniston? 888-688-WALT. I am live at 37 minutes past the hour. And I do this show for one reason, which is I get to share some stories and I get to talk to you. Oh, there's KDKA. Welcome, KDKA in Pittsburgh. Welcome, Jim Gracie's KDKA in Pittsburgh. Hello, KDKA. Hello, Pittsburgh giant radio station. 888-688-WALT. And when you call in and tell me why you would divorce Jennifer Aniston, you will also get to play the cash call jackpot. And the way you play that is you have to identify this mystery sound. You want to hear it again? But why would you divorce Jennifer Aniston? I'll tell you why I would divorce Jennifer Aniston. A couple reasons. The first reason is, you know she has an annoying diet. A granola, crunchy, vegan diet. I saw a terrifying notice for a special fundraising luncheon, a fundraiser luncheon, and they promised, ready? Latin-inspired vegan menu. What? A Latin-inspired vegan menu. Like, okay, I'm not going to that. That sounds like a bad idea. Jennifer Aniston, you can bet, has very strict dietary rules. Profoundly strict granola dietary rules. I think after a week of her eating her frozen Ibiza bread and her organic milk, her A1 milk, her A2 milk, you'd be going insane. So I'd like to know, why would you divorce Jennifer Aniston? You take a look at her, you think about things Jennifer has said, anything that might be particularly annoying, because what it is in a divorce, or any time a couple breaks up, it's never anything big. It's never anything big. It's not that they don't have sex, because that's worked out before the marriage. In fact, that's probably the only reason the marriage is continuing. They worked out their sex life. But the reason most people get divorced or separate or break up is little stupid stuff. And there it is, Jennifer Aniston, Justin Theroux. They can't agree on where to live. Oh, wait, they've been married for 4 or 5 years. They were together for 5 years before that. Seems to me they could have worked it out. But I know why I would divorce Jennifer Aniston. I would divorce Jennifer Aniston because you know she has an insane diet. She's very thin. She's a movie star. She's a TV star. And they tend to be very strict with their diet. I go nuts having to hear about, I only use olive oil, or I only use tamarind in this. And, oh, I'm only going to eat whole wheat noodles, cellophane whole wheat. And I'm gluten-free. I'm gluten-free. I'm free of gluten. And you have to be free of gluten, too. You ever notice how vegetarians always say, you know, you should really try a vegetarian diet. You know Jennifer Aniston is doing this to this guy all the time. Finally, he had to move to New York and stay in New York. He couldn't deal with it. Why would you divorce Jennifer Aniston? Here's your phone number, and I want to talk to you live. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. And when you call in and share with me why you would divorce Jennifer Aniston, you will get to play the cash call jackpot. And all you have to do is know this mystery sound. If you know that mystery sound, you win the cash call jackpot. 888-688-WALT. Why would you divorce Jennifer Aniston? You know that if Jennifer Aniston's mom's around, she can come over whenever she wants. And if you're in the rec room with Jennifer Aniston, or in her case, the projection room, and the TV's on, and Jennifer Aniston comes in and says, we're watching this, you're not going to win that argument. There's no argument with Jennifer Aniston that you and I are ever going to win. Therefore, I think it would be incredibly difficult to be married to Jennifer Aniston. I would divorce her for never letting me choose what I can watch on TV, never letting me eat sausage pizza, because that's the only good kind. Sausage and pepper pizza, it's the only good kind. Do you think for 1 second Jennifer Aniston eats sausage and pepper pizza? No! No way! That's a pineapple pizza person with gluten-free cheese. There's a vision of hell right there. Let's just think about that. A whole wheat crust, pineapples, and gluten-free cheese. That's the pizza Jennifer Aniston eats. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's reason to divorce her. Having to let her mom come over and visit anytime she wants, that's a reason to divorce her. Having to eat granola whenever Jennifer wants, and having to hang out with her friends and be really interested in the new Chardonnay, another reason to divorce her. But why would you divorce Jennifer Aniston? Here's my phone number, and we're live at 888-688 WALT, 888-688-WALT. Why would you divorce Jennifer Aniston? Because at first you're looking and go, well, she's been with Brad Pitt. She's with this sort of good-looking actor now. Why would anyone divorce her? But as I think it through, I realize that there are many good reasons to divorce Jennifer Aniston. I'm not going to be allowed to eat what I want. I'm going to have to put up with her parents whenever they want to come over. Her friends are always going to be talking. They're friends are always good. Oh, I have to text my friend Susie right now. I think you'd go crazy. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I am live. It's 44 past the hour. Now, what should I do with line one? I should do nothing with line one. All right. 888-688-WALT. Why do I give the number so much? No, we're not trolling for calls. The reason I give it is because I'm only on once a week. You don't get to hear this phone number over and over again. You only get to hear it once a week. So out of courtesy to you, I share my phone number more than I would if I was on every day, and I should be on every day. 888-688-WALT.
Aha, you like that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You like that. Let's kick this into high gear, huh?
Oh,
yeah, baby. I'll show you how we do it.
No. You need me in my masters.
Joey, are you okay?
I think she'd make you crazy. She made Brad Pitt crazy. Brad ran off with the first available woman. The first woman who showed any interest, he's like divorcing her. And they were good for each other because I think they were both potheads. In Aurora, Illinois, there's Jerry. listening on WLS. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Walt.
Hi.
Hello.
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 Okay, we got that down. What would you like to say, Jerry?
You know, if she was unhappy, I guess I'd put a Brad Pitt hat on and just to try and keep her happy. But I don't know what the problem is, you know, but I've been looking for Jennifer Anderson for about 35 years, so. Hello?
Well, now she's available, Jerry. Now you can get Jennifer Aniston. 888-688-WALT. There's Jason in Virginia. Why would you divorce Jennifer Aniston?
I'm sorry?
Why would you divorce Jennifer Aniston?
Yes, I would not divorce Jennifer Aniston.
Ah, why would you not divorce Jennifer Aniston? Turn off the radio. Doesn't anyone tell you to turn off the radio? Turn off the radio.
The radio is not on.
Okay, good. So please share with me why you would not divorce Jennifer Aniston.
I would not because I value marriage quite a bit, and I don't think that, you know, I would divorce somebody over a place to live.
Yeah, see, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me either, but that apparently is the reason that they are getting divorced, because they can't agree on a place to live. But I don't think that's what it is. I think it's because she's driving him crazy. There's Mark from WLS at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Hi, Mark.
Hey. Walt?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hey, you know, Jennifer Aniston, she's gorgeous, and I would definitely marry her, but if she wouldn't go to my church, that would definitely be a deal breaker for me. I couldn't be with a woman that would not go to church with me.
Yeah, I would respect a woman who didn't go to church with him. 888-688-WALT. Coming up tonight on Sterling on Sunday, we're going to talk about Weekend World, Trouble at Work, Who You'd Go Gay For, and what Satan has said to you. I want to know what Satan has said to you. We've seen the video of the haunted toaster. The haunted toaster. And where Satan talks to this woman from her toaster. And I'd like to know about the appliances that have been haunted in your house. Plus, I'm going to share with you information about our special remote from the Waffle House. Coming up on Sterling on Sunday, this is Westwood One. All right, the bunker mentality coming up in just seconds with Larry Wax in our Southeast Bunker, who's going to reveal that the flu is a conspiracy. This year's flu is a specific conspiracy, and he will reveal why coming up in seconds. Plus, I want to hear why you dread going to work tomorrow or on the third shift tonight. It's never because of our work. It's because of the job. And I'm going to share with you the dumbest memo I've seen in years about work rules. I want to hear about work rules that make you crazy, work rules that keep you up at night. What's preventing you from falling asleep now when you think about going to work? It's not the work. It's the job. It's the people I work with. It's the boss. It's the work rules. It's the break room. All those things make me nuts. There's Jeffrey from WLS in Chicago, and you and I are talking about why would you divorce Jennifer Aniston? I would divorce her because she has old lady hands. Hi, Jeffrey.
Yeah, maybe she does. What is the issue I have, it's a point I heard from a guy a while ago, and, you know, she's a fine-looking woman, and she's had more than her fair share of work done to keep her looking great, but she can't seem to hold on to anybody at any time for very long. And it was brought up that maybe she's got bad odor. You know, maybe she got a stink going on. Maybe she's a bad wiper or whatever it could be. But there is something beyond the obvious or beyond the skin deep, the beauty of her that nobody, she can't hang on. She's a stinky one.
Yeah, she can't hang on. Maybe it's an odor issue. You could be entirely right, Jeffrey from WLS. It could be a stinky issue. But I think the reason why Jennifer can't hold on to a man is because she's all maintenance. She's not high maintenance. In my opinion, I bet Jennifer Aniston is all maintenance all the time. Diet, friends, mother, where we live, how we live, what color to paint the room, what we're going to eat, which vegan meals we're going to eat, and which vegan meals we're going to eat. It's amazing that every vegan thinks you should be a vegan. No guy who loves steaks ever says, hey, you know, you should eat more steak. But them vegans, oh, you know, you've got to try this new granola and this gluten-free and this A1, A2 milk and this organic and this organic and this organic. Oh, shut up. Just shut up with the organic. I don't want to hear any more about it. That's why I think Jennifer Aniston is worth the divorce. Plus, in my opinion, she has old lady hands. She has old lady hands. That's what it looks like to me. All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling. All the grown-ups have gone to bed. Now it's just us. When you and I think about going to work, we do not sweat about going to work. We don't fret about the tasks that we have to do. When I get to be on the radio, it is a privilege. It is an honor. I love talking to you, and I'm live right now at 56 past the hour. I am live. The trouble is the job, and the job is different than the work. The job is the challenge of dealing with rules in the break room, where I can put my stuff in the refrigerator, who moved my cheese, where I can put my headphones, which locker I can use. At exactly what time can we leave? What time do we get in? Do I have an ID card? What sort of identification I have to provide to get into the building? The logs that you and I have to keep. I have to keep logs. And if you're driving an 18-wheeler, you have to keep a log. You have to keep an insanely important federally regulated log. Well, it's true at radio stations. It's true at nuclear power plants. But it's these work rules that make us crazy. As I have often said, it's time to free the food. Every single company with more than 10 employees should be providing free food. I can't tell you how much time I have wasted trying to get the vending machine to work at 1 in the morning on the third shift. And then I put in another dollar and another dollar, and all of a sudden the 90-cent Ritz crackers cost me $5 until the vending machine works. But that should be unnecessary. The fact is that we should be provided free food. Now, 18-wheelers have the dumbest work rules imaginable, and they're all made by guys in Washington, D.C., who have never driven a truck. They have work rules that put them in the middle of center cities throughout America at 8 in the morning. No, really. They can't avoid some places at 8 in the morning. Instead of being home and sleeping, they have to drive through downtowns at 8 in the morning. It's crazy. What's keeping you up at night are dumb rules at work, annoying people at work, the person who wears too much perfume, too much cologne, has the bad suit. That's what let's talk about. What's keeping you up when you think about work? What's making you crazy when you think about work? And I'm going to reveal to you the most shocking employee memo I have ever seen in my life. I'm going to share it with you coming up in just seconds. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. That's the number to call in and tell me what's keeping you up about work. 888-688-WALT. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Westwood One.
Walter M. Sterling. Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Is Walter Sterling a descendant of the Knights Templar? Ancient astronaut theorists say no.
Now, here's the actress who played Wonder Woman. We were talking about people with superpowers, about the big movie Black Panther, which debuted this weekend to $400 million worldwide, $200 million in the U.S. Oh, my gosh, who knew African-Americans bought movie tickets? Oh, my gosh, who knew that powerful woman would be attractive to other women? This is the actress who played Wonder Woman.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Sounds like you're very sexual people. But your kids are gone, aren't they?
Yeah.
Time for something new. Let's see what you decided on. Come on, show me what you think is sexy.
There
care for Jeff's mom.
I thought, let's be real with one another, okay?
Now, this would be incredible on you.
Perfect. I'll take it.
You're not being fun, Karen. Why so nervous? Is this because we're two women trying on lingerie together?
We're so alike, you and I. Two strong, sexually vibrant women.
Come on, Kieran. I hear the way she talks about me when she thinks I'm not looking. Hating me for the way I look as if perfect bone structure and flawless skin is something I can help.
That's why women like us need to stick together. Do you kegel? The strength has to start somewhere.
I don't.
In fact, I'm doing some right now.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Yep, Black Panther debuted to $200 million in the U.S. and $400 million worldwide. And oh my gosh, all the executives in Hollywood are like, well, that's double what we predicted, more than double what we predicted. Who knew? Who knew that African Americans bought movie tickets? And they were just as shocked when Wonder Woman debuted to huge numbers. And when the Tyler Perry movies debuted, oh my gosh, anytime they cast somebody who doesn't look like Jennifer Lawrence, they're like, oh my gosh, you mean it's such a high risk. We only want to cast people who look like Jennifer Lawrence or else it's such high risk. But I know those guys. I've been in hundreds of meetings with those guys, those Hollywood types, those Hollywood executives. I've been in meetings with them. I've never once been in a television or movie meeting ever with anybody who's African-American. They're never in those meetings. And I hate to say it, but it's true. 99% of the time when there's a woman in that meeting, she is specifically there to either take notes or get coffee. It's like 1958 in Hollywood. All right, I want to talk to you about dumb rules at work, stupid work rules. 888-688-WALT. There's Elizabeth in Colorado Springs. Hi.
Hi. I was calling about Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yes. Why do you think you would divorce Jennifer Aniston?
Well, I was going to say you don't have to go to Hollywood to find a control freak.
You think she's
someone
a control freak?
Tell you to, well, eat granola, where to live, what to do, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I think she's very annoying. So why do you think she's getting a divorce?
I don't know. I don't follow her. I never really thought.
Why did she call? Why exactly did she call? 888-688-WALT. I want to talk about work rules, annoying work rules. Hi, Jim in St. Louis. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hey, Walt. Just found you, man.
Thank you, and welcome to my big show. It's on every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, or from 7 to 10 p.m. Western at KXNT. Welcome. The show is called Sterling on Sunday, and we don't talk about the usual stuff. We talk about things that only we can talk about when the grown-ups are asleep. Hi.
Good. I'm tired of hearing about all the political stuff. Okay, so here's the deal with the work stuff. The stupidest rule that I've had at work is no fraternizing in the hallways. We couldn't talk in the hallways.
That is the stupidest. No, I've heard of stupider ones. I'm going to share stupider ones, but that's pretty bad. How did you work around that? Did it make it more appealing to talk to people secretly? How does that work?
Well, we went into the broadcast booth and huddled in there and talked.
Yeah.
It was a radio station.
A radio station. Well, do you want to guess the cash call jackpot?
I have no clue, man. I've already heard it. I have no idea.
Well, you have to guess. What do you think that is, Jim?
Slot machine? I don't know.
Good guess. Not right. If you want to win the cash call jackpot, you call in at 888-688-WALT. And right now I want to talk to you about dumb rules at work. That's all. Dumb rules at work. The reason you and I have trouble falling asleep at night isn't because, we have insomnia or too much coffee. It's we start thinking about the things at work that annoy us. You go into work on the third shift. You're driving to work right now, and you're thinking, oh, it's so annoying when that happens. That's just so annoying. To me, the most annoying thing I have to deal with at work is HR. Any memo that comes out of HR is a disaster. And all sorts of bizarre world rules about the break room. And the fact that the machines in the break room never work. And I believe every company should provide free food. You're at a company with over 10 employees. Be like Michael Bloomberg and give employees free food. Because at this time, you're working the second or third shift. Guess what? Nothing's open. Sure, you get 45 minutes for lunch. Congratulations. Nothing's open. Therefore, there should be terrific food for us at work. 888-688-WALT. Dumb rules at work. Things that make you crazy at work. 888-688-WALT. And I believe, based on the evidence that I have heard, Larry Wax, that this year the flu epidemic is both fatal, significant, and probably a conspiracy. What do you say? Somebody punch up Mr. Wax, please. Larry. Hello. Thank you. Yes. Always good to listen to the show. Hey, Larry. I believe this year the flu epidemic is part of a bigger conspiracy. Now, Larry Wax is in our bunker mentality bunker in the southeastern part of the United States at a secret location. He is not a regular caller. It's not somebody calling in. He is a special member of the Sterling on Sunday team. Larry Wax, please share with us why you think the flu epidemic this year is part of a conspiracy.
I will. I also have some terrific news for your listeners, Walter, and I'll get to that in a second. And I would also like to participate in the cash call, and I would also like to tell you why I would divorce Jennifer Aniston. So that's my agenda.
Fabulous.
Okay. Now, let's get to the big news. Yes, you are on to something. As I said last week to your listeners, if they follow hashtag QAnon, the biggest hashtag in the history of Twitter, it would find out that big pharma, the big pharmaceutical companies, have been withholding a cure for cancer. And you were personally delighted to hear this news. Well, guess what, Walter? This week, imagine this coincidence. Right after QAnon announces that there are cures for cancer being withheld from the public, the following news stories came out in the mainstream media. Now, QAnon said the people at Big Pharma are being dealt with. There's been a lot of resignations. There's been a lot of corruption. And now here's a story from ABC News. ABC News announced this week that there is an Alzheimer's cure. Independent UK says cancer vaccine eliminates 97% of tumors in mice. And then in the Wall Street Journal, a one-day flu virus is going to be released in 2018, just as QAnon announced last week on Reddit, Twitter, and 4chan. Isn't that amazing?
So the flu epidemic is on purpose.
Yes.
Why?
Well, because there's big money in it. If they withhold the cures, you have to ask yourself, people like Ruth Bader Ginsburg of the Supreme Court, diagnosed in 2009 with pancreatic cancer. Now, I don't know about you, but I know a couple of people who have
most destructive cancer, the fastest cancer.
Unbelievable. 9 months I've known people, that's it, from diagnosis to death, 9 months. No cure. There's no cure. How does Ruth Bader Ginsburg last 9 years? Because there is a cure. There is a cure for the flu. There are new antibiotic scientists. Oh, all of a sudden this week after Big Pharma was shaken up, all of a sudden scientists revealed they find a new antibiotic in dirt. Common dirt has a new antibiotic compound in it, which is being utilized. Go ahead.
This is Larry Wax, Bunker Mentality, Southeastern Bureau. All right, Larry, why do you think you would divorce Jennifer Aniston?
I would divorce Jennifer Aniston if I had deep, dark skeletons in my closet and was threatened with imprisonment or death by the Aniston people.
And you think that's possible? You think that's what's going on?
Yeah, I don't think anything is wrong with Jennifer Aniston. I don't think she smells. I don't think she is annoying. I don't think she has any diseases. I just think she picks bad men.
Maybe she's got bad odor. You
know? Bad picker. Now, one more question. What do you think this is?
That is a movie projector rewinding.
That's a good guess, Larry Wax, in our Southeastern Bureau in the bunker. But that's not true. Now, share with us about the Waffle House. What do we need to know about the Waffle House?
Well, the Waffle House is just magnificent. I mean, you can't fail if you go to the Waffle House. If your quest is to get a delicious meal in at a low price and see fun people, the Waffle House is the place to be. In fact, that's where I go every week to get my hashtag QAnon information. I meet with other researchers, and we exchange notes.
At the Waffle House. Now, what's the name of your podcast?
The WACHS Modcast.
And say
it
again.
And you can get that at houseofwachs.com.
Say it again. What's the name again?
The WACHS Modcast, Atlanta's number one smartphone radio show.
All right, Larry Wax, thanks very much for being on Sterling on Sunday and giving us that update on the fact that the flu this year is no doubt a conspiracy. I want to talk to you about stupid rules at work, and the phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, stupid rules at work. I was given this memo that I'm not supposed to have that was handed out at a big bank, and it's from the HR team. And it says, as we move forward, and it's always trouble when anybody writes, as we move forward, we're going to begin our phase one of working on the environmental impact and footprint we leave. So in the break room, this bank, before you all run to the lunch or break room area in your respective building to usurp what is left of the current supply of disposable cups, plates, and utensils, I ask you to pause a moment and think about what you are about to do in reality. Tomorrow or not sooner, this is a memo to high-ranking bank executives about how to use their company's kitchen. Tomorrow, if not sooner, please bring a reusable cup or mug to drink your beverages in, or reusable plate or bowl with reusable utensils to use when you choose to have a meal at your desk. Many of us have mismatched supply of plates, mugs, cups, utensils at home in that junk drawer, shelf full of stuff, just for these occasions. If you don't, I do, and I'd be happy to share them with you. Of course, there are those occasions when there's a client lunch or guest to entertain, and we will prepare accordingly. Well, they're saying that they're no longer going to, this bank is no longer going to provide cups, utensils, paper plates in the break room. Now I'm supposed to bring those myself. That's what it's saying here. They have all kinds of rules. Every employee is responsible for cleaning up by themselves. No one else is responsible for washing your cup, your mug, your plate, your spoon. Cleaning your items is your responsibility alone. Repeat if necessary. Now, the person who wrote this memo, an HR person, actually wrote, repeat if necessary. Repeat this annoying rule if necessary. This is to high-ranking bank executives. These are the rules that make us crazy. So I'd like to talk to you about right before you go to sleep tonight, right before you go to sleep, and you're starting to think about work tomorrow or work on Tuesday, the things at work that make you nuts. Or if you're driving in on the third shift and you're listening to me on the 18-wheeler and the 4-wheeler, as you're going to work, you're not worried about doing your work. You can do your work. It's the job. It's the rules, the dumb rules at work. 888-688-WALT. I am live at 888-688-WALT. Sterling on Sunday, Westwood 1. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Welcome, Midnight Misfits. Hi, I'm Walter M. Sterling, and all the grown-ups have gone to bed. Now you and I can talk. We can talk freely. Dumbest work rules I have ever seen. I just got this memo that I am not supposed to see and you are not supposed to hear from a big bank. They have these rules they've just put in about saving paper. In addition to this, we ask that you strongly think before you hit print. utilize printing items such as PDF. One manager suggested that when you go to print, you should select only the pages that you absolutely need to print. They're giving out rules at this bank about how their employees should print to save paper. Dumb rules at work. Rules at work that make us crazy. 888-688-WALT. I want to hear from you. There's Rick listening on WMAL. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Rick, hey, listen, it's Greg. My issue is kind of different with your subject matter. It's like the, you walk into the men's room floor in the bathroom, and, you know, there's pee on the floor. Or you go to the toilet, and there's no toilet paper. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just wrong.
Trouble in the bathrooms at work is a real problem. No toilet paper, real problem. Speaking of which, I'd like to know how women use that much toilet paper. Please send me a memo on how is it possible that women use that much toilet paper. All right, my phone number is 888-688-WALT. I want to talk about dumb rules at work. Anytime I get near personnel, HR, finance, corporate finance, I go nuts because they have all of these rules that distract me from my work. There are two things that I have to deal with at work. Maybe you do too. One is my work, which is driving the truck. And the other are my job, which is keeping the log. Nobody has dumber work rules than truck drivers. And it's just ridiculous. Let's vent. Let's get them off our chest. Let's talk about dumb rules at work. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Welcome, my Midnight Misfits. Welcome, Rebecca Canner and Dennis Cote. And let's see, Neil Paul and Judy Anderson. I think they're still engaged. I think that's quite a victory. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Westwood One. Hey, Jim in St. Louis, how do you get the kid to stop crying?
Hi, Walter. Good show. Thanks. Well, this is just my personal take on it, and I'm not all that great of a father, but I think you got to have somebody that one parent has to really, like, pay attention to the kid a lot. I mean, with my son, I paid a lot of attention to him, and I knew what he needed, and I paid a lot of it in order to figure out how to get him what he needed without doing things that he didn't like.
Right.
And it builds. To the point where, I mean, the kid would rarely ever, you know, cry. One time, he was crying, and I thought, well, that's really weird. And I looked, and I figured out that he had got his finger, a little pinky finger, caught in the shopping cart. You know, so, I see a lot of parents that just, they seem to not really pay attention to their kid very much. And
I agree.
I think the key...
Jim, you're right. You know, Jim, you're absolutely right. You got to pay attention to the kid. How do you get your kid to stop crying? 888-688-WALT. Sterling on Sunday, Walter M. Sterling, Westwood One.
Walter M. Sterling.
All right, here we are, stupid on a Sunday. That's the whole idea. Let's just be stupid on a Sunday. I can't believe all the people who go, well, you know, it doesn't sound like a weekday talk show. No, that's because I'm on Sunday night. And on Sunday night, we want what? What? We want stupid. We want to be able to take it easy. We want to know that the grown-ups are in bed. The people who hand out forms are asleep. The HR people are not going to annoy us right now. It's just you and me. This is the best time of day. I've always loved this time of day. It's the only time of day I can think clearly. I get to be alone with you, Keith Mortensen. In the cab of your 18-wheeler, there we are driving across 90, otherwise known as the Luge. And my phone number is 888-688-WALT. There's Curtis Williams. Thank you for requesting a Midnight Misfit form. A Midnight Misfit form. A Midnight Misfit membership card, Curtis Williams, is coming to you. If you would like to be a member of the Midnight Misfits, if you would like to join Charles King and Neil Pohl, and Judy Anderson, and Fred Werzer, and Mimi Poplowski, and Yelena Gilkman, Karen O'Neill. Here's all you got to do. Send me an email, to Walter at Stacy'sEntireTreeService.com. Walter at Stacy'sEntireTreeService.com. Oh, it's the wrong button.
But Walter M. Sterling,
now
I have an
start
email
again.
At my
we
company.
Have to be professional.
I'm Stacy, and I'm not afraid to let Walter M. Sterling have an email at my company. His new email is Walter at Stacy'sEntireTreeService.com.
Send me an email with your name and real address. Nobody's going to use it or send it. We'll lose it right away. We lose everything. We're very disorganized. And you will get a Midnight Misfit membership card, and it will tell you exactly why you qualify to be a Midnight Misfit, because you and I do not fit in. And it will tell you what your obligations are as a Midnight Misfit. Because those of us who work the third shift, we are special. We have a clearer view of the world. We understand what's important and what's not important, because all the important people who think they're important, they're asleep. Right now, we're on WPHT in Philadelphia, 50,000 watts coming out of Philadelphia, and the biggest school in Philadelphia is Temple University. Every single broadcasting facility in Philadelphia, they hire somebody straight out of Temple.
On Sunday helps college grads find themselves. Tonight, straight...
Nah. Let's start it again the right way.
Now, Sterling on Sunday helps college grads find themselves. Tonight, straight out of Temple, an actuality play steeped in reality.
You have to understand where you are in life in order to thrive in life.
Are you saying that life is ruthless?
Where's Ruth?
First, do you know where you are in life?
It looks like a big city. Where am I?
You're in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia? Fantastic. I've made it into show business. I'm in a Tom Hanks movie already? Do I have an IV bottle?
That's a malt liquor.
I've been drinking this and nothing else for 4 years.
Do you know how to find your way in life?
I certainly know where I can throw up.
Well, we have reviewed your transcripts and feel that you are eligible for... Well, it appears the only skill you have after 4 years is one that will make you a father.
Is Temple a Hebrew school?
Next time on Straight Out of Temple...
Wing Bowl is my dream.
Straight Outta Temple is based on facts and is not associated with Chicago's Mayor Daley or Guam. Lesbians in Space is now.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space.
Who wear sports bras?
I'm so sorry, Mr. Scorpion. But, Natalie, ever since we tried on underwear together... I realized something. I've been living a lie also.
Karen.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Scorpion. But, Natalie, ever since we tried on underwear together, I realized something. I've been living a lie also.
Karen.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space.
Who wear sports bras?
Now, one of the problems of working at this time of day is that you and I encounter Satan. We go into places in darkness. We go into basements, attics, lobbies, where there's vast empty space, usually filled by people, and the vacuum is often filled with messages from Satan. Online right now, at Walter M. Sterling at Facebook, you can see a video of a woman who has a satanic toaster, where the toaster gives her messages that are clearly from the devil. And then you saw on that god-awful show, NBC's This Is Us, where we finally learned how the father died on This Is Us. We learned that the crock pot, caught on fire, sent sparks into the kitchen, hit the curtains in the kitchen. They caught on fire. The kitchen catches on fire. The house starts to catch on fire. Dad's a hero. He runs in, puts it out, saves the kids, smoke inhalation, goes to the hospital, has a heart attack, and dies, all because of the haunted crock pot. It was the haunted crock pot that killed the father on This Is Us. And by the way, what a terrible thing to do to the crock pot industry, because the crock pots cannot spark, and they cannot catch on fire. It does not happen. They are so well engineered to be left on all day at a low temperature that they're not going to spark and catch on fire. But gosh darn, we needed a plot point, didn't we? And now we have a video of a satanic toaster. I'd like you to listen to this woman explain her satanic toaster and how it makes Satan's toast. And then I want to ask you, what has Satan said to you? When you're alone in the 18-wheeler, you're going into the basement at 2 in the morning, you're going into the hospital on that secret floor. Isn't it interesting that every hospital in the elevator, there are one or two floors that don't exist, or one or two floors that you need a key to get to, and it's never a logical floor. It's not like the basement. It's like the 11th floor or the 18th floor. Do not go there. And if you were to go there, what you would find is an X-Files-type empty hospital hallway, something terrifying. There was an apartment building that used to be a hospital. And that apartment building, they could never rent out all those apartments because people would hear women screaming late in the night. It was a maternity hospital. They'd hear women screaming late at night. And I would like to know what Satan has said to you. 888-688-WALT. First, you and I will explore the satanic toaster. But my phone number is 888-688-WALT. Everybody who calls in will also get a chance to play the cash call jackpot. In order to win, you need to know what this sound is. But don't just call in to do that, because this isn't, you know, Tradio. We actually have robust conversations here because I'm live at 13 past the hour. Now, have you heard the satanic toaster? Have you heard the woman with the satanic toaster?
Right here where it says put one slice, we heard, I am the devil.
What kind of voice did the devil have?
A very low voice, I'd say, sounded like Eli Wallach.
Have you saved any of this satanic toast?
Yes, I did save it because I wanted to be sure that somebody else would see it. Now, this one, can you see that, Richard? Satan lives. Just terrible.
Is the toaster still possessed?
We still have trouble off and on with it, yes. Oh, see, now it's...
I just don't want that.
It seems to be aware. Oh!
Why have you kept this toaster?
Well, Richard... You know, when all is said and done, it makes good toast.
888-688-WALT. What has Satan said to you? What has Satan whispered to you? What Satan usually whispers to me is, have a second scoop. It can be ice cream. It can be mashed potatoes. But what Satan usually says to me is, have a second scoop. Get it with hot fudge. Go ahead, get it with hot fudge, no problem. Get the walnuts on it too. And get more butter on the English muffin. That's what Satan usually says to me. Or, it's okay, dip in again to the ATM. Take more money out of the ATM. You don't really need it, but you're just going to have it with you. You know, just have it with you. So what has Satan said to you? How does Satan whisper to you? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Very important announcement. You ready? In a couple weeks, I'm going to be broadcasting live from a Waffle House. I love Waffle Houses because there Satan whispers to me very loud, get the cheese and eggs and the waffle and with extra butter. That's what Satan whispers to me in the Waffle House. Get the cheese and eggs. Get two waffles with extra butter. That's what Satan says to me in the Waffle House. What does Satan say to you? What whispers does Satan say to you? 888-688-WALT. I am live at 16 past the hour. Live at 16 past the hour. 888-688-WALT. I'm going to be coming from a Waffle House, broadcasting from a Waffle House, and I will tell you which one and what date soon. But I'm going to need some help. Now, because I work for a very cheap company, a company that is, in fact, filed for bankruptcy, but I own this show, and therefore I can say whatever I want, and I can do whatever I want. I own this show. Sterling on Sunday, Walter M. Sterling, I own it. Not some big corporation. I love it when I hear people making $10, $15, $20 million a year saying, well, you know, mainstream media, they're all evil. No, you're making $10 million a year, $15 million a year. Congratulations, you are the mainstream media. I'm independent media. I own the show, can say what I want, do what I want. I want to go to a Waffle House, but I'm going to need your help to do the Waffle House. Here's what I need. I'm going to need an off-duty cop because I expect a crowd, and I need to be kept safe because I'm very delicate. I'm very delicate. I would like to have a fashion model or a swimsuit model, a man and a woman, swimsuit model and a fashion model, to distract from the horror of seeing me. And it's a Waffle House at 10 o'clock on a Sunday night. We need a little showbiz, a little showbiz. And then we'll need one or two kids in college who are media majors who would like to see the thrill of how a network radio show is put together and to help me with various tasks at this Waffle House. That's what I need. If you're interested in that, send me an email. Ready?
I'm Stacy. And I'm not afraid to let Walter M. Sterling have an email at my company. His new email is walter@stacysentiretreeservice.com.
Come to the Waffle House. Help us put together the show. We'll promote your business, promote your security business, promote your fashion modeling business. We'll promote you. We'll make you a star. I guarantee you, you'll be a star. And we're going to have fun at the Waffle House. Everybody who comes to the Waffle House is going to be asked to bring something. I'll tell you closer to the date something specific I'd like you to bring. And the result will be you'll get free Waffle House coffee. And you'll win a chance to get a $100 gift card to Waffle House. They're not sponsoring this. No, there's no money exchanging it. No one said, you know, Walter, if you go to a Waffle House, we can get a big order. No. I just thought it'd be great to go to a Waffle House. What could be better than that? Because I know when I go to Waffle House, Satan speaks to me. And this is what Satan says. Order another waffle. Order the cheese and eggs. No problem. What does Satan say to you? What does Satan whisper to you through the day? What do you hear over and over again that Satan says to you? My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Sterling on Sunday, Westwood One.
Is Walter Sterling a descendant of the Knights Templar? Ancient astronaut theorists say no.
Waffle House, White House. Same initials.
I want you to be comfortable.
I will only be comfortable if you call me by your name.
My name? You want me to call you by my name?
Yes, call me by your name.
This raises a whole host of problems.
Why don't you have a name? I've never heard anyone call you by your name. They just call you Mr. Lucky.
Well, I got that name. Never mind.
But I want you to call me by your name.
Okay. If it will get you nude, I will call you by my name.
Your legal name. Call me by your actual name.
If it means that much, I will call you by my actual name. My actual name is Susan. I will call you Susan.
Gotta go.
Next time on Call Me By Your Name.
This is ruthless. Where's Ruth? And please shovel my driveway.
This is sponsored by Sweetheart Soap and the Field Foundry and not affiliated with Abby Lee in jail. Sterling on Sunday is Gotta Pass Production.
888-688-WALT. Satan talks to me all day. Satan says, get another scoop of ice cream. Dip into the ATM once more. Get walnuts on that ice cream sundae. You know what? If you're going to make a grilled cheese, why don't you put more slices on? That's how Satan talks to me. How does Satan talk to you? And your number is 888-688-WALT. It's 26 past the hour, and I am live. It's the only way to be. I don't know why any radio station runs best ofs or best ofs or best ofs. There's no such thing as a best of talk show. They're all dead fish once they're, you know. Once they're repeating it, it's all dead fish.
I can't just slough off a lack of telephone response. I can't. And I've had general managers, God bless them, and I've had program directors, God bless them, say, pretend like your phones are busy. Don't ever let on that. I can't do that, folks. It wouldn't be me. Now, is it the programming that's going on in the morning here? Is that it? Because they don't take phone calls, you assume that nobody else does? What the hell is it?
888-688-WALT. I figured that this would be a good subject. that you and I would get to talk about what Satan says to you. What whispers do you hear all day? I figured this would be good. I am shocked to see that no one's interested in having that conversation. And that means that I'm going to have to bring up something else that is far more interesting and delicate. Are you ready? There's that movie out called Call Me By Your Name. And it's a gay movie. It's celebrating a gay lifestyle. And I believe in the Kinsey scale. I believe that we all are on a scale, which is somewhere between John Wayne, who's never going to be interested in another guy, and a lot of questionable gray areas. And I think that everybody has the opportunity to have a gay crush. In fact, I think in college it should be mandatory that women have a lesbian relationship. I think that should be mandatory. And in fact, every girl I know, every woman I know who's been to college, in fact, was gay for a year or gay for 4 months. That's what I saw, is that every woman I've ever known had a girlfriend in college at least for a month or so. I would like to know which celebrity you would go gay for. Man or woman, which celebrity would you go gay for? My phone number is 888-688-WALT. My answer, Taylor Hanson. Taylor Hanson with girl hair. 888-688-WALT. Who would you go gay for? Sterling on Sunday, Westwood One.
Walter M. Sterling.
WALT 888-688-WALT. There's Michael listening on WMAL. Who is your gay crush?
You know, the judge from The Voice, Adam Levine.
Is your celebrity gay crush? Now, what is it about Adam that attracts you?
Remember a couple of years ago, him and Christina Aguilera, they did that little joint album thing and on the album cover. Like, he's all tatted up and shirtless. Like, I'm not gay, but, I mean, if I was gay.
I'm working on the assumption that you're not gay, but that everybody, no matter how straight they are, has a gay crush. And Adam Levine, I suspect a lot of guys have a crush on Adam Levine. What about the tattoos?
I mean, do you find that attractive? You know, being comfortable with your sexuality, like, you know, you're not gay, so there's nothing wrong with thinking, you know, gay things sometimes, if you know you're not gay, you know what I mean?
But what about the tattoos? You see, I find the tattoos more troublesome.
I'm not a huge fan. I just like, you know, some people look good on some people, you know, sometimes it doesn't, like a striped sweater.
Don't you feel better that you've told me this now about Adam Levine and you?
A little bit, but the one thing I don't feel good about, you know, it's, you know, in the back of my head, a little concern, is that this whole anonymous thing, it's a load of crap. Like, start off with the name and the address. What's up with that?
You can change your name. You don't have to give your real name. And there's no last name. Do you want to play the cash call jackpot?
It's anonymous. If it's not, you know?
Yeah, I can, because it's anonymous. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. You don't have to give your real name. You don't have to give where you really live. It's okay. Here's your number, 888-688-WALT. And you get to share who your celebrity gay crush is. And I believe that every woman has had a lesbian relationship if they went to college in a dormitory. I think they've all had it. I think it should be mandatory. Much healthier. Guys, not so much. Whole different thing with guys. But women, they're like, well, you know, is there a better way to kiss? How should we kiss? Could you show me how to kiss?
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Sounds like you're very sexual people. But your kids are gone, aren't they?
Yeah.
Time for something new. Let's see what you decided on. Come on, show me what you think is sexy.
They're for Jeff's mom, I thought.
Let's be real with one another, okay?
Now, this would be incredible on you.
Perfect. I'll take it.
You're not being fun, Karen.
Why so nervous?
Is this because we're two women trying on lingerie together?
We're so alike, you and I. Two strong, sexually vibrant women. Come on, Kieran. I hear the way she talks about me when she thinks I'm not looking. Hating me for the way I look as if perfect bone structure and flawless skin is something I can help.
That's why women like us need to stick together. Do you kegel? The strength has to start somewhere.
I don't.
In fact, I'm doing some right now.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
I'm Stacy, and I'm not afraid to let Walter M. Sterling have an email at my company. His new email is walter@stacysentiretreeservice.com.
Oh, it's the worst.
888-688-WALT. Who is your gay crush? There's Daniel. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Daniel, hi. Dan, he's not ready yet? Oh, sorry. 888-688-WALT. You and I get to express what we want to say. The things that we've always been afraid to say, that's the beauty of radio. That's the magic of radio, is that we're anonymous, we get to share, and we get to get it done, and then we get to go to bed. Hey, Daniel, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Yeah, Walter, it's a pleasure to speak to you first time. Very cerebral twisting show that you have.
My head hurts, yes.
I had you pegged as, when you were talking about the steel mills, I had you pegged as an older person than your selection of one of the Hanson brothers. Because they're more of a younger generation, not...
They're in their 30s.
Could have been like Wally Cleaver or something, yeah.
No. Is that your crush? Is that who your crush
is? No. He was cool. It was like Wally was, you know, Beaver's brother. Well, with a name like Beaver, where are you going to go? But, there's no pole dance around any of my selections. It would be Charlton Heston. She drove a chariot. Cary Grant did a number of things, from comedy to suspense. Good Lord. I look at them as more or less role models, but there's no pole dance going on there for me with any of those guys. More of an emulation of coolness.
Or their manliness, you know, that's it. Their manliness that is what is attractive to you. Chariot drivers, Roman gladiators, gladiator drivers. I got it. 888-688-WALT. You and I can stay in touch all week. All you have to do is send me an email. Every email I get, I answer. Like Shannon McNeish, thank you for that email. Jerry DiCarano, Elizabeth Johnson, David Lynch, Robert Gaw. And very soon, we're going to be doing this show live from a Waffle House. And what that means is I'm going to need help. If you'd like to become part of show business and part of our incredible program, I'm going to need an off-duty cop, a fashion model, a swimsuit model, a man and woman, and some media kid types, some interns, to help us put together the show from a Waffle House live. What could be better than that? What will that mean to you personally? You're going to get a free meal. That's what it's going to mean to you personally. And I'll give you details as to when that is. It's going to be in April. It's going to be in April, and I'll tell you which Waffle House coming up pretty soon. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. The big movie this weekend. What am I looking at? What is that? Oh, the big movie this weekend is Black Panther. They predicted it was going to gross about $80 million. It's going to do $200 million in the U.S. and $400 million worldwide. $200 million in the U.S. And all the Hollywood executives are shocked. Oh, my gosh, African-Americans buy movie tickets. 37% of the people going to that movie happen to be African-American. I know maybe we'll make another movie for African Americans and a diverse crowd soon. What an idea. Not every movie has to star Jennifer Lawrence and people who look like Jennifer Lawrence. Let's go crazy and try other things. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday, 688-WALT. Who is your gay celebrity crush? There's Nancy. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hi. My crush would definitely be Angie Harmon. That woman is an absolute flawless beauty, and I'm as straight as they come, but if I could look like anyone or be like anyone, it would be her. I would love to look like that.
Do you like to look at Angie Harmon, or do you think you would
like her?
No, do you like to look at her?
Anything that she's in, I just look and I'm like, God, I wish I was that beautiful.
Would you like to shower with her? Yes.
Haven't given it any thought, but I don't think I'd turn it down. I don't know. I've never done any lesbian thing before in my life, though.
But Angie Harmon might be the exception. Angie Harmon might be the exception. Is that right?
Correct.
Well, correct. That's a pretty good crush, and I appreciate that. Do you want to play the cash call jackpot?
Sure.
This is the first time I've ever heard this show. Well, what do you think of the show? Are you having a good time?
I just turned it on about 20 minutes ago. Minutes ago. Yep.
Well, welcome.
I like that one guy's answer, Adam Levine. But yeah, I agree with you. The tattoos are a bit much.
They never seem to think through the tattoo. It's like, what's that tattoo going to look like at the swimming pool when you're 60?
Yeah.
They never think it through. All right, what do you think this mystery sound is?
Yeah.
What do you think that is?
That mystery sound sounds like an engine trying to start up.
It's not, but listen, I'm really glad that you've joined us. I'm glad that you're part of Sterling on Sunday now. Now you're part of our family. You are a midnight misfit, Nancy. Thanks so much for being part of the show at 888-688-WALT. Well, there we have it. That's a big show. That was very exciting. We talked about many, many exciting things, some of which I've written down. Yes, we talked about the Waffle House that we're going to be going to soon. We talked about Weekend World and the hit of Black Panther, the big movie of Black Panther. It's going to gross $200 million. $200 million. Biggest February opening ever. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Westwood One.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.